Today from the Ohio Newsroom, dental care deserts.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For many Ohioans, booking a dentist appointment is a struggle. More than 30 Ohio counties don't have enough dentists to fulfill their community's needs. That's especially true in Southeast Ohio, where oral health care is harder to access. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Open really, really big, like an alligator. Good. Big, big.
Hal Jeter has been a family dentist in South Point, along the river where Kentucky and West Virginia meet Ohio, for nearly 30 years. He knows the dentist can be scary for kids, so he does his best to make tooth extractions and cavity fillings fun.
This is magic pink because it goes on pink, and we shine a blue light on it, and then it turns white.
Today, he's putting a sealant on a very brave second grader, one of many patients he'll see on a packed day. They've lost 3 dental hygienists in the last year, and that's increased the workload on remaining staff.
We have, unfortunately, had to cancel every day, 10, 11, 12 patients just because we don't have the hygiene capacity to get them in for their cleanings and their exam.
And it's not just dental hygienists and assistants in short supply, but dentists themselves. Their absence hits the state's rural and poor areas the hardest.
We have some counties that do not have a dental provider that takes Medicaid. So for some folks in Southeast Ohio, they're going to have to leave the county they live in to get to a dentist.
Marla Morse is the executive director of Oral Health Ohio, a statewide coalition of oral health care advocates. She says dental shortages force many Ohioans to go without their biannual checkups, and the consequences are more serious than bad breath. They're more likely to develop tooth decay and infections, which are linked to a whole host of chronic issues. Heart disease, diabetes, respiratory disease.
You cannot have a healthy body if you do not have a healthy mouth.
Plus, it's costly. If people miss checkups, they're more likely to seek dental care in the emergency room, which drives up healthcare costs across the state. The Ohio Department of Health says the price tag of those visits was $738 million from 2016 to 2019. It's a lose-lose situation, says Frank Beck, a dental educator in Northeast Ohio. Yet the state has struggled for a long time to fill the gaps.
Oral health remains the number one unmet health care need of Ohioans for the last 25 years.
Beck says that's because it's not an easy problem to solve. It's expensive to become a dentist. Dentistry students graduate hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and that makes practicing in low-income and rural areas a less viable economic option. Beck says there needs to be more incentive to work in those high-need areas. He's working with Northeast Ohio Medical University to open up a new dentistry school next fall, where students will train at rural community health centers and hopefully stay there when they graduate.
So that's the silver bullet.
Beck's not the only one working on the problem. The Ohio Dental Association has launched a dental loan repayment program. And some Ohio counties are using a flurry of state funding for the Appalachian region to create dental support staff training programs. Dental hygienist April Floyd hopes some of those investments begin to pay off soon. She's worked for 25 years at Jeter's practice in Lawrence County.
I would like to, at some point, to start slowing down a little bit, but I feel that right now I can't do that just because I would not be able to serve our patients.
She says if she retires now, their months-long wait list will only grow. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in South Point.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.